We'll open the Business, Labor, and Economic Development Committee. For those of you who are here for House Bill 2105, we are not going to do that work session today. And also 2186 and 2189, the amendments are not ready for those bills either, so we will not be doing those today either. If you are here for any of those bills, have the rest of Friday afternoon off.
And watch how fast we work the other ones, if you want to see the pros at work.
Don't get in the door.
We will open a work session on Senate Bill 932. Mr. Prattman.
Mr. Chairman, the last time the committee dealt with 932, you asked a task force to work on amendments to that. It's my understanding that the Dash 3 amendments are the product of that work group, and so that's what's here today. Basically, they made it clear in the amendment that they were talking about electrical installations, and they've limited the power to 25 kilowatts AC, and they have included the installation of solar thermal as one of the renewable energy devices that these limited energy technicians can install.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Brian, Sean, and one person from your group, will you come up on up, please? You don't have a hand in gross person, do you?
I do, yeah.
Do the rest of us?
No.
Well, these guys are here for a really brief visit, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Oh, yes.
We have a Dash 3 amendment in front of us. Please tell us you're happy with it.
Yeah, we're happy with
happy.
It.
Happy.
Okay, you can state your
for
name.
For the record, please.
Bob Maynard, Energy Outfitters, representing the solar industries. And we are happy with the Dash 3 amendment.
Sean Miller, representing the Independent Electrical Contractors. We're okay with it.
Brian Krieg, representing the National Electrical Contractors Association. The amendments are an improvement over the bill.
Thank you. Any questions? Any of the...
Just, Mr. Chair, for the record, then, that indicates that NECA and the IBEW are fine with it.
Also IBW 48.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Atkinson.
Can I move the Dash 3 since we're in work session?
I would love for you to move Dash 3.
Then consider it so moved.
Senator Atkinson moves the Dash 3 amendments in the Senate Bill 932. Is there further discussion on the amendment? Any objections? So ordered. Senator Atkinson.
Can I move the bill to the floor with the due pass recommendation?
As amended?
As amended.
Senator Atkinson moves Senate Bill 932 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Objections? It's gone. Senator Atkinson will carry it.
Thank you.
That's three in a row.
Yeah, that's right. He's our workhorse now. Close
that? Yeah.
He'll start showing.
Close the work. Okay. Okay.
Are you hammering in?
I'll meet you.
We're hammering in a work session on House Bill 2192. Looks like a long agenda. We're going to be out here in 10 minutes.
Mr. Chairman, 2192 was heard Friday a week ago by a subcommittee of the full committee. No one showed up to oppose it. There are no amendments.
Senator Harper.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 2192 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Harper moves House Bill 2192 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senator Harper, you had our last ornamental water feature bill.
Say, I want to fight for this one. This gives me back an ornamental water feature.
We'll close the work session.
Looks like an ornamental type of guy. That's that Reserve Air Force stuff versus the, you know, the Navy and stuff.
You got it. After you get the vote done.
Oh, we did finish that vote.
Just do that.
Open a work session on House Bill 2197. Mr. Putman.
Mr. Chairman, the Chief Executive Officer of the Board of Geologic Examiners has come here today Rather than take an afternoon off to be sure this bill passes, it was heard by a subcommittee last Friday. There are no changes.
I thought we had a dash one amendment.
The dash one amendments were also heard.
But they were not adopted.
They were not adopted.
Okay.
That's correct.
As soon as Senator Atkinson gets back, we can have a motion on the dash one amendments. Senator Harper?
Hey, we cut a page out of the damn amendments. They're down to 148.
Yeah,
you probably don't have back pain today. Thank you so much.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 2197 to the floor with a due-pass recommendation.
I'd love that after we get an amendment in it.
First.
I thought we were doing
48.
No, we want the amendment.
Oh, Mr. Chair, I'll have the back one.
It hasn't stopped you in the past.
I say, for whatever that's worth. Mr. Chair, I'll move the dash one.
Senator Harper, 2197. Senator Harper moves the dash one amendment into House Bill 2197. Is there discussion, objection? Ordered. Senator Harper.
I'll move House Bill 2197 as amended to the floor with a due-pass recommendation.
Senator Harper moves the dash House Bill 2197 as amended by the committee with a due-pass recommendation. Is there any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Atkinson points out that 932...
Wait just a second. Let's finish.
Sorry, I thought we...
Senator Corcoran, would you like to carry House Bill 2197?
Sure.
Senator Corcoran will be the carrier of that one. Close the work session. You got some information for us on 932. Don't tell me it's a big fiscal.
I don't have a fiscal impact on the amendments, but I'd be amazed...
No
to
revenue.
Find they were significant. There was no revenue to begin with, and I would never have had a fiscal impact.
Yeah, I mean, why would it? It's totally unrelated to state government.
That's fine.
Heads up, and if it gets
if it does, I'll...
Atkinson, you run out of the room, cause a confusing question, and run out again. Stay put till we're done.
We open a...
Go ahead and call your dad.
...work session on House Bill 2222.
I'm glad.
Good evening again?
Yeah. Well, get back here so we can get finished.
We'd be out of here at 3:15 if you just sit in your chair.
Mr. Chairman, 2222, Ayn Gross...
Your party's your kid.
...was also heard by a subcommittee last Friday. Nothing has changed since. There is no opposition to it. This is the bill that lets Goodwill Industries serve as a labor contractor for farm and forest industries.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Harper.
I'll move House Bill 2222 as amended, right?
Yeah.
As amended to the floor with a due-pass recommendation.
It's the A. and Gross version.
It's the A. and Gross.
Senator Harper moves House Bill 2222 A. and Gross to the floor with a due-pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion? Objections? So ordered, and we'll share the wealth. I'll take that one. Close the work session. I will now open a work session on House Bill 3532.
Westland, Hass, Walker, and Messerly. Now that is a foursome.
Mr. Chairman, this is the Ale by the Pale bill. No opposition was heard at the public hearing last Friday. Nothing has changed since. It does have an emergency clause.
I thought we told Perry we weren't going to move this bill unless we had samples.
There you go.
He's maybe getting them right now.
I do recall he said he would be happy to do that, but he can't because this the law prohibits him from bringing samples out now and after we pass the bill and it's signed by the governor, he could then bring us samples.
Thus the emergency clause. We finally found a reasonable emergency clause. Yahoo!
After all this money.
Yes. Hell, we wouldn't have
moved the bill.
Clause on an earthquake, but a pail of ale.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Harper.
I'll move House Bill 3532 to the floor with a due-pass recommendation.
Senator Harper moves House Bill 3532 to the floor with a due-pass recommendation.
I think this one might go in my column.
Any objections? So ordered. Who wants that one? Whose turn is it?
Ooh.
We start on
my turn.
Senator Harper, I don't mean you want to start on the other side for these.
Start on the other side.
All right, we'll give that one. To, is Senator Deckard old enough to have ale by the pail?
Yeah, give Deckard that one. Yeah.
Senator Deckard.
He's 30.
Okay, close the work session.
Is he older than you?
First, oh my gosh.
Older than he is.
You know something?
Mr. Chair,
can we do 433?
You need the 2/3 of those present.
For a motion to reconsider?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. open a work session on Senate Bill 463.
It's sort of like...
Mr. Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on Senate Bill 463.
Senator Harper moves the rules be suspended to reconsider the vote on Senate Bill 463. Is there discussion? Objections? So ordered. Rules have been suspended. Senator Harper, should we reconsider the vote?
Sure. Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which we reconsidered Senate Bill 463.
Senator Harper moves we reconsider the vote by which we passed out Senate Bill 463. Is there any discussion? Objections? So ordered. We now have the bill, the amended bill back in front of us. Senator Harper, what would you like to do with it?
We need to I'd like to pass it out again. I screwed up.
So what do we need to put into it?
It's now the dash four, so I'm
dash three.
I got four. A dash four.
Dash four.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the dash four amendments correct an improper citation that had the notification of a spill of perchloroethylene, and that has been corrected. And there were changes in a couple of the dates for when various aspects went into took effect.
If it's not the fire marshal, who is it?
Well, it's still the fire marshal, but it's a different entity, and the ORS numbers we had down weren't the right numbers.
Office of
it's still the same phone number, however.
So we're calling the same phone number, but this time it doesn't have a $4 million fiscal?
Yep,
that's correct.
Now, that's state government at its best.
I hope there's an emergency clause on this sucker.
Okay, we have a motion to move the dash four amendments in the Senate Bill 463. Any objections? Done. Senator Harper.
Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 463 as amended to the floor with a few pass recommendation.
Senator Harper moves Senate Bill 463 as amended by the dash four amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion?
Just for the record, we still don't have this thing finished. Got a problem with the total numbers. We'll be working on it across the aisle.
So it has to stay in committee?
No. Yeah, we'll get fixed over there.
Oh, I see.
Oh, we passed it with the dash.
Hold on, Senator Harper.
But the motion was to reconsider the
But we still,
motion.
We still had the amended bill in front of us. Senator Harper, would you please rescind your motion to move the bill to the floor? We need to take the dash threes out of the bill before we pass it to the floor.
I rescind my motion.
Thank you. We now have Senate Bill 463 in front of us with dash three and four amendments. We need a motion to reconsider the vote by which we adopted the dash three amendments. And
we're getting it all covered.
Yeah, we're fine.
So, Senator Harper, did you move? Did I hear you say you moved to reconsider the vote by which we...
Reconsider the vote by which we just voted.
No, by which we adopted the dash three amendments.
By which we adopted the dash three amendments.
Okay. So, the discussion, objections, so ordered. Now we have the bill back in front of us without the dash threes. Is that correct?
No, we have to vote on removing the dash threes now.
You're correct.
Was the vote to
okay.
consider it.
We need a motion to delete the dash three.
We delete the dash three to Senate Bill 463.
Okay, Senator Harper moves we delete the dash three amendment from Senate Bill 463. Any objections? So ordered. Now, I think we have plenty of motions here to do it, so let's send this baby to the floor with the dash fours only.
Rearrange the order.
So Senator Harper moves Senate Bill 463 as amended with the dash fours to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion, objections? Done deal, and Senator Harper, you can have it again.
Deal.
I'm so delighted.
Okay, there's a 134 dash something or other, like 642 was in front of us. Dash 29, that is what we will be taking up on Monday. Thank you for this
extended meeting today. We are adjourned. We off the air?